We move on now to Tehillim Yud Aleph, Tehillim chapter 11. We are about to embark now upon a series of several very short kapitlach, very short psalms, each one of them very powerful and compact and with single themes. First we begin with Kapitel Yud Aleph, and we resume the Kapitlach which are addressed to a Lamnatseach, to a conductor, to someone leading the orchestra in the Beis HaMikdosh. And it reads, Lamnatseach LeDovid. This is for the conductor. It is composed by David. And David says, Bahashem Chosisi, God is my refuge. Eich tomru l'nafshi nudi harchem tzipor. How can you say to my soul, wander away, I'm going to give you the translation of the Radak, wander away, fly away from my mountain like a bird. The Radak feels that there, you should understand this last phrase, as if it read, Nudi meharchem sipor. And David HaMelech is saying, how can you say to my soul, to my nefesh, how can you tell me to leave my place of refuge, my place of protection, like a bird? For Radak, David is here saying this to those of whose enemies who are telling Shaul where his hiding place is. And they reveal it to Shaul, making him flee or fly away from his hiding place like a bird has to fly away. But David says, even though I no longer have this refuge, this har, this mountain to hide in, nevertheless, Bahashem Chosisi, I feel the protection of God. I am under God's protection. He is my refuge. Once again, this verb chosisi, this feeling that David has that no matter where he is, he's under God's envelope, he's under God's shelter. Then he goes on to describe the relationship between the Rosha and the Tzaddik. And he says, Ki hinei horishoyim yidrachun keshes, konanu chitzom al yeser, liros b'mo ofel liyishrele. The wicked have bent their bows, their arrows are already at the string, and they are about to shoot down the innocent-hearted liyishrele in darkness. They are armed, they are well armed, they are equipped, and they have a safe haven, b'mo ofel, in the darkness. Ki hashosos yehoresun tzadik mapo'ol. This pasuk is a difficult one to translate. Radak feels that hashosos are the tzadikim, the basis of the world, the foundation. And David is saying, Ki hashosos yehoresun, the tzaddikim are being beaten down, being put upon. Tzaddik ma po'al, what have you done for those who are po'alei mitzvos? The shosos are the foundations. Tzaddik ma po'al, there's nothing for the tzaddik to do. When the foundations of the world give way, what can a just man do? I heard once in the name of one of the Gedolei HaChassidus, a Chassidish Teitsch, a Chassidic Vort describing this pasuk. It's not the actual real meaning, but it conveys something very beautiful. And I've refrained with some difficulty from sharing with you until this point any Hasidic explanations of the psukim, because they normally are not the simple pshat, and I'm trying really to adhere to the simplest meanings of these psukim. Obviously, you are aware that there are all sorts of other levels of meaning. But one of the Gdolei HaChassidus, I think it may have been Rabbi Boruch Mezhbishev, who said, Ki hashosos yehoreisun, when the world's foundations are shaking, are crumbling, when the world is falling apart, tzaddik ma'a, what does the tzaddik do? Pa'ol, he works. He springs into action. He doesn't sit back passively. He does pa'ulos. He does activities. Hashem beheichal kodesho, Hashem b'shamayim kiso, einov yechezu, afapov yifchanu b'nei odom. In spite of the fact that the world is crumbling, the Rishoyim are shooting, it seems that there's nothing to do. Tzadik Mapoal. Nevertheless, at that moment, God is in his proper place. God is in the heavens with his throne. His eyes are observing, testing, looking, seeing. There is the Hashgacha. And one must realize that Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, God tests the Tzadikim. However, an evil person, a person who loves violence, son on Avshu, God hates him. And Radakir says an interesting thing, although it's a troubling thing. And that is, there's a pasuk in Mishle, Kapitel Gimel, which says, Ki es asher ye'ehav Hashem yochiach. God often tests and tries and makes things difficult for the tzaddik. V'yavi olav tzoros, he brings to the tzaddik all sorts of troubles. V'yivchonenu le'enei ha'olam laharos tzidko levnei odom, and tests him in the eyes of others so that people should see his righteousness. Ki lo yimot la'olam levovo ba'avor hatzoros, people should see that this tzaddik, in spite of the fact that he's suffering, nevertheless, he stands firm in his faith. So therefore, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, God tests the Tzadik. However, the Rosha, the Ohev Chomos, the violent person, the evil person, Sono Nafsho, says Radak, Sono Nafsho Melahuchiach, God despises punishing him. Not God despises him. God despises punishing him. Because Lo Yikabel Tochochos, punishments will do nothing for this person. And therefore God gives him a little time, adbo ito, until this Rosh's time comes, and then v'yavi denu min ha'olam. So therefore, David continues and says, I'm waiting for that time when yamter al rishoyim pachim, when God will rain down. Pachim, Radak says, means traps, mines, bombs, if you will, pechom legecholim, fiery coals, perhaps. From the word piach, esh v'gofres, molten rock on the wicked, v'ruach zilofos menos koso, a burning wind will be their lot. Menos kosom, kos, even though it means a cup, literally, it usually is used to mean a portion, the lot. Menos chelki v'kosi is a phrase later in Tehillim. So therefore, David is saying, I'm waiting for the time when the Rishoyim would receive their final punishment, and pachim eish v'gofris v'ruach zilofos menos kosom, when their lot, their final inheritance, their final portion will be traps, bombs, mines, fire, sulfur, storms, etc. And then the reverse for the tzaddik. Ki tzaddik Hashem, tzedakol sohev. Because God is righteous and he loves righteousness. He's just and loves justice. Yoshor yechezu fo nemo. The honest man, the straightforward man, the yoshor, will see the face of God. A simple, simple kapitel Tehillim, powerful. That is chapter Tehillim, Yud Aleph 11.